So hello, so welcome to an edition of My Thoughts. These are my thoughts, things that I think about on a daily basis, things that when I wake up in the morning is one of the first things on my mind, or things that, you know, if I'm working on a project or I'm doing something, working on my company, my business, my personal life, they're things that I may look out the window and daydream, you know, for 10, 20 minutes, thinking about things that are constantly on my mind, or just, you know, random things that I may be out and about, and, you know, you might see something online or read something whilst you're out and about, and, you know, you kind of think about it. So this is an edition of my thoughts. Emotions in itself is a very powerful thing. I feel like it's a gift. I feel like emotions are a gift given to human beings, but a curse, because we let our emotions consume us and we can't check ourselves. And I'm very, very aware that in some cases, when you're feeling emotional, it's hard to stabilize yourself. It's hard to rebalance yourself. It's hard to calm yourself down. And I realized that to be successful, because successful means different things to different people, but you have to learn how to manage your emotions. As I said, it can be a good and it could be a bad thing. And what I mean by that is, some people will never try and do something. They will never try and do something that's going to benefit their life because they are scared. Their emotions are telling them, I am scared, I am apprehensive, this may not work, what would happen if this doesn't work, I don't know what I'm going to do, and stops you from pursuing your dreams or pursuing your success. I look at emotions as a powerful thing, and I want to channel it in the correct way. What I mean by that is, this emotions will stop you from doing something, emotions will make me do something. I am passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about being successful. I am passionate about making money. I'm not going to lie. I'm passionate about, you know, increasing my wealth. I'm passionate about living a life that, you know, I want to live, and living it on my terms. I always say money is relative. You know, if I go to my job and I make whatever salary on, like, just a normal retail job, somewhere across the world, that is a lot of money. So money is, you know, relative. But I look at it as, you know, when I was a kid, I went into a shop, I would see a piece of chocolate, and I would say, you know, can you buy me that chocolate? I would see a toy and I could say, could you buy me that toy? I would say, can I have that toy? And what I realized is, growing up now, you never understood the concept of money when you was younger. Why is that? Because your parent, your auntie, you know, just an adult looking after you would say, well, I haven't got the money to buy that right now. And you might throw a tantrum, or you might feel upset, or you might be silent. But you never understood the concept of money. To you, you just knew what you wanted. So as I grew up, I realized, wow, I want to go on a holiday, but I don't have the money. So I realized, wow, money is a byproduct of the things that I want to do. It just so happens that I need money to go traveling. I need money to get the things that I want. And I don't want a lot. Sometimes I just want to lay down in a hammock and just eat some nice food and just relax. It's not necessarily to buy the newest trainers or the newest jacket, or, you know, I just want to live it on my terms. And my emotions spare me on to drive myself to that goal, to achieve that goal, you know, as quickly as possible, but not taking unnecessary risks and breaking the law, that things that I don't have to do to be successful. So you have to learn how to gauge your emotions. Your emotions is a powerful thing. There's a reason why the people who are relentless, consistent, make it. There's a reason why the people that have that drive to keep moving forward, keep doing so, You know, I always tell my friends, I tell everyone that I know that we live in a creative world. We live in a completely creative world. And you're thinking, what is he talking about? And I used to watch so many videos on the superconscious mind, the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and trying to learn as much as I can. But one thing I can say is we live in a creative world. And what I mean by that is, right now, if you're listening to this and you're, I don't know, sitting at home, you're in the car, you're jogging, or maybe you've got this in your headphones. If you're sitting in your house, you've got a computer in there. You've got a TV in there. You've got a sofa in there. You've got a fridge in there. You've got a phone with you, close to you. Maybe a laptop similar to a computer, but portable. You may have a console. You may have bread in your cupboard and milk in your fridge. Why am I pointing these things out? Every single thing, almost every single thing you have in your home came from someone's imagination. Every single thing that's in your home, almost, is from someone's imagination that's been brought to reality. So this is a total creative world. So when I step out of my house and I see cars, I know that cars were once an idea manifested in physical form, brought out into physical form. And what I'm trying to tell you is, I don't understand why someone would say they can't achieve something, because when I go out, I see achievements in everything. The fact that this jacket that I'm wearing right now is a popular jacket means that someone allowed it to get to this stage. It had to have started from somewhere. And what I love about the internet is the internet gives you the ability to see the stories of the people behind brands, the stories of people who have become successful. So I would put down a list of people and I watch interviews and learn about their life. So love Bruce Lee. Love Muhammad Ali, you know, some of my favorite people of all time. Some people, you know, that are my personal favorites, people, you know, may not agree with me, but people like, you know, Dame Dash, 50 Cent, I do listen to hip hop a lot, but their story, and why is it they can do it, I can't? When I'm working, when I'm at work, I've got a manager, as most people do. Most people that work, you've got a manager, you've got someone that manages you. Now, how many of you look at your manager and think, I could do your job? How many of you look at your manager and think, you're not more intelligent than me? Not that you're saying you're more intelligent than them. How many of you, know that I could run this company? Like, I could make so much improvements to this company because I work here and deal directly with the customers, that I could revolutionize, it would be a revolution. I could change this company and make it more profitable. Like, I could do my manager's job easily, yet still he's managing me. And there's nothing wrong with having a manager. There's nothing wrong with working under someone. But if you are unhappy, do something about it. If you are unhappy, do something about it. Spend time to learn. I always used to say, today I'm stressed, but it doesn't mean I'm going to be stressed tomorrow. Today for you, tomorrow for me. Take time to learn and study. And what I have learned on top of that is, people are fearful of learning. They see, well, I have to learn all of this. There's such a big, that book looks, this book is huge. It's got so many pages in it. There's so much words on the page. Like, I haven't got the time to try and learn this. It's too much for me. I can't learn all of this. Let me tell you this. This is my opinion. You can in life learn just enough to be successful. You can learn just enough to be successful. You can learn 60% of what you should know and you can be successful. It's taking the time to learn. Once you've learned something, you have learned it. Because even if you forget, going back is easier. Learning again is easier. It would happen quicker. All you would need to do is refresh your memory. So I have taken a stance of what I've learned about life is you have to continuously improve. And I'm not telling you to try and be perfect. No. Keep learning. Keep studying. Do something. Put effort. Don't do anything half-hearted. But manage yourself. I tell everyone that has a 9-to-5, they always say to me, well, you're talking all of this stuff and I've got a 9-to-5. I haven't got the time. I say, yeah, really? You haven't got the time. They say, yes, I haven't got the time. And, you know, I come in from home, I'm tired. By the time I eat and shower, you know, it's time to go to bed and wake up in the morning and do it again. I haven't got the time. So what you're saying does not make sense. Okay, let me prove it to you. Okay, do you take public transport? They say yes. I said, how long is your journey? Well, my journey is, you know, it's 45 minutes. I'm sitting on the bus or the train. I said, cool. So it's 45 minutes. You know, you could take out your phone and read something for 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You do that 3 times in a week. Just the morning, traveling. That's an hour. You spend an hour learning something new, an hour of reading. Now, if you've done that to and from work, that's 40 minutes a day. Do the maths. So for those of you who drive to work, you're going to come up with the same excuse. Do you have lunch at work? Yeah? Okay. And how long is your lunch? Some people half an hour, some people 45 minutes. You can spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Reading a book, learning something, couldn't you? You could spend 10 or 15 minutes learning something whilst you're on your break. Everything adds up. I can't remember, I'd love to give the credit. I'm not sure if I saw it online or somebody told me this. I'm sure anyone that's listening to this will be able to find out where it's from or do your research, or I might just do some research after I'm finished. If you do 1% every day in 100 days, that's 100%. Are you grasping what I'm saying to you? So if you come home from work, are you telling me that you can't muster up enough energy before you go to bed to do 20 minutes, 15, 10, because it adds up. You see, people see what's in front of their eyes now, and that's what's known as eyesight. You only see what's in front of your eyes right now. You see the pain right now. You see the debt. You see the problems that you have right now. You see, I want to make money today. And no one thinks about tomorrow. You see, I think about the future. And me personally, I'm not going to lie to you, I like things to happen quick. But to me, 4 months, 6 months, it's quick. You have to plan for tomorrow. You have to prepare today for tomorrow. You have to prepare today for tomorrow. And that's what I like to call mindsight. I got that from Les Brown. I heard him talking about that in a speech that he done. If you don't know anything about Les Brown, I suggest you research him. Go and look him up. You'll learn a lot from Les Brown. Mindsight is for tomorrow. If you come home from work every day and you start complaining, you was complaining 4 months ago, you was complaining, still complaining today, and you're going to complain to tomorrow, you're tired. You already know that you're going to be tired today, tomorrow. So you know that 2 weeks from now, you're going to be tired. You know that 10 years from now, if you're working at the same place, you're going to be tired. So you do something now, no? That's sure. So when you tell me you can't muster up any energy, I suggest you do. So if you do a bit extra for a year, and that, and in 3 years you make it, you've got, you know, 7 years to enjoy. Whereas you would have continued to be unhappy for 10 years. Hopefully my maths worked out just then. Hopefully everything made sense there. And these are the things that I'm talking about. That's how you must look at the world. That's how you must view the world. When I jump on the bus and I'm going to work in the morning, I go past an area where I used to live, where there were some amazing houses. They look really nice. They're huge. One house was selling for like £1 million. £1 million. See, to you, you think, oh, that's unattainable. You see, to me, I'm looking out of the window and I see a house. And if I get off at a bus stop in front of that house, the house is right there. I could go knock on the door and, you know, talk to whoever lives there, but obviously that's a bit weird. But the point I'm trying to make is the house is right there. I just don't have the keys to it. And someone lives in there. If I try to go inside, you know, I'll be charged obviously for theft. I'll be charged for burglary. I'll charge, obviously charged for something, trespassing, whatever it is. But to me, it's right there. To me, when I wake up in the morning, I can see everything that I desire. It's there. So who's going to tell me that it's not possible? Who's going to tell me that I can't have it? When I walk past and I see a nice car on the road, it exists. So why are you telling yourself that you can't have it? You may be doing, you know, bad, but your neighbor next door is doing well. I'm not telling you to compare yourself to your neighbor, but what that means is someone is doing well. Why can't I? You know, I also got this from Les Brown as well. I don't know the specifics, so I will leave out some stuff. But he talked about, you know, the marathon and people running, and there's a certain distance that no one ever achieved. No one ever achieved it. And then there was this one guy, again, specifics missed out, but just try and get a lesson. This one guy went below a time that's never been beaten before. And do you know what happened since then? Hundreds of college students have gone on to break that time. What does that mean? One person has done it, so in other people's minds, it is possible. So when you wake up in the morning, I told you the internet is an amazing place, right? It depends on what you use the internet for. Some people say it's a bad place, and I say, yeah, it is a bad place. It's also a very good place. What do you seek? You search for what you want. When I go on the internet, I can find success stories of people that have been in positions that I have been in, that have done it. It's possible. Now, every single interview for a job I've ever been to, I've got a job. I'm not telling you I'm some special person or anything like that. Every interview I've ever gone to, I've got a job. And I've never gone to an interview and said, oh, I'm not going to say I'm not going to get it because I might jinx it, or I might curse it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to get it. I've never understood that concept. I've never understood that concept. What is this mystery thing that you believe, that if you say you're going to get something, you're not going to get it? That's the fear talking. That's the what if I don't get it. So, until I find out that I don't have it, I'm going to get it. It's literally that black and white for me. And that's how people live their lives. That most simple example right there is the perfect example of how people live their lives. I don't I don't even want to try and get something because I might not get it. And this is why I say everything boils down to, I think children are my inspiration. Children always want to try. Children are always curious. They always want to know. Not all the time, obviously. But, you know, you can get the basis of what I mean. Children don't see the world how we do. At a young age, children, when they're tested for creativity, children are tested to be highly creative. Their method for thinking, out of the box is incredible. Their creative capacities to think out of the box is incredible. They don't see the world how we see the world. It's not until they grow up to be an adult, it becomes this huge, scary place. You're so fearful of even trying, you don't try. I remember, you know, like, this is a memory from when I was in my teenage years, so not, you know, young, but not that young. My friend had a young child, that's why I said young, but not young, had a child at a young age. Child is like, I don't know, one, just started walking and stuff, or maybe walking for a couple of months, couple of weeks, whatever. And he took him to a football match, just a local football match, and everyone on the pitch is running, playing football. This child was prepared to run onto the pitch to play football. This kid was prepared to go on the pitch and kick the ball. He's not aware that I'm smaller than everyone else. I'm weaker than everyone else. He's not aware that I'm not as good as everyone else. What they're doing is kicking a bloody ball. I mean, I can kick a ball. That's what they're doing. They're kicking a ball. I can kick a ball. That's what that child is thinking. Obviously, we're not going to let the child run onto the pitch because, you know, it's not going to end well. But the most important thing is, why not? I can do that. And this is what I'm trying to say. If that kid has grown up now to have the strength to play football, to have the mind to learn and to understand and train his body to play football, soccer, for those of you in the USA that may be listening, soccer. If he has that same I can do it attitude when he was a kid, with the physical attributes and, you know, a mind that has grown over time and become more intelligent over time, if he has that same carefree attitude, not, I wouldn't say carefree, but that same capacity to want to do things and not be fearful, where would he be right now? By the way, I'm not telling you that this child is not doing well or anything like that. I'm using it as an example. But where would he be right now? How many things when you was a kid you wanted to do? Tell me. I want to know. You know, send me an email. Write down in the comments, what is it that you wanted to do when you was a kid? You could, I don't care what, you could have wanted to be a fairy. There's movies that have fairies in it. Anything that you wanted to do, you could have done. And now, because of just being scared, you decided not to do it. Just because I have to learn a lot, I don't want to do it. Is your inner child happy with what you're doing now? Oh, I'm in my 30s. I'm in my 40s now. I'm in my 50s. Oh, I'm only 20. Oh, I'm only in my teens. Oh. So that's going to stop you from doing anything. So 10 years from now, if you'd done work for 10 years, you would have been in a better place. You decided not to do it and continue to struggle. Talk to your child. Talk to your inner child. And if you have kids, talk to your children, because to them, the world is black and white. If you want to learn something, you don't need me to come up with concepts. You don't need me to ideas into your head. Go speak to your child. And you will learn in a quicker time, in a shorter space of time, obviously, like I just said, you will learn exactly what I'm saying right now. So every day I wake up, I believe I can do anything. I believe I can achieve anything. You know, I always joke around. So you're going to start laughing now. Actually, you might not laugh, but you find it, you know, entertaining. You find it amusing. I always tell my friends that I could play for Arsenal Football Club or Arsenal Soccer Club. If you're from America, I could play for Arsenal Football Club. They laugh at me. And it does obviously sound hilarious, but I just truly believe, even though I am 24, I truly believe if I dedicated my life to that, give me one match. Okay, no, give me three or four matches to prove myself. I could do it. How bad do you want it? If I dedicated my life studying, training, could I? Yes, I could. Some people are going to say, oh, no, he's talking rubbish. No, yes, I could. Yes, I could. So, obviously, my friends always find it funny. Oh, talk about you could play for Arsenal. I'm not saying today. Give me 2 years of solid training and dedication as my life. 4 a.m. in the morning, wake up. 12 a.m. to bed. I could. 12 midnight. I could. And that's what I want you to say to yourself. I can. And I will. I can and I will. There is a spring. There is a winter. There is a summer. There is an autumn. Not in that particular order, obviously. But those are there. They are coming. They are coming. You know what tomorrow will be like. Not always, because tomorrow isn't always promised, but you know you're waking up to go to work tomorrow, and you know you're not going to have the time. Do something now while you have now. I've got now. And this is what I want you to remember. I have now. Build. Because you going to work today is building someone else's dream, not yours. So you're telling me you're not even brave enough to do 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day in a year is a lot of time. 20 minutes a day in 10 years is a lot of time. So imagine on your weekends when you're free, done 2-3 hours. Oh my gosh. Calculate that in 10 years, how much you could achieve, how much knowledge you could have amassed. So that's how I do. I don't like sitting down reading for hours. I mean, I'm quite an intelligent person. I can memorize things really easy, really quickly. All my exams during college and school, I revised like a couple of days before, which is not advisable. But just some time, dedicate some time. Half an hour on the way to work, 20 minutes. And you can achieve it and you can do it. So that is my thoughts for today. That is things that I've thought. Those are things that I've conjured up from the information that I've taken in and things that I have learned. Okay, so you can do and you will. And all around you, we live in a creative world. We live in a place where things are possible, and having the internet allows you to view this on a daily basis, to see who's constantly achieving, who's becoming successful, who came from a bad place and then came out of it to be happy. Use this as your motivation. When you walk out and go on a road and you're walking, there's going to be someone driving a nice car. Again, whatever you want. We can sit here and talk about material things, but this is not a conversation. Whatever you want, there's someone driving a nice car, there's someone eating, you know, something nice for lunch. There's evidence around you where people are living lives that you would like to live, and it's there in front of you. Why is it impossible when it's there? I will understand if you could never see it and it's not there. But that's never going to be the case. Why? As long as the internet still exists, you can always see the things that you want, you wish to do, you know, you want to achieve. Believe and you shall achieve. I'm out. I'm out. I'm gone. Don't want to talk to you anymore. Don't want to talk to anyone anymore. I'm done for the day. So yes, those are the, you know, that's a bit of information for you guys. That's a bit of motivation for you guys. That's a bit just to challenge your thinking, coming from my thoughts to things that I think, for you to kind of challenge yourself and do better, do different. Mindset versus eyesight, eyesight versus mindset, today versus tomorrow. Today versus tomorrow. See you later. I'm out. Also, my wonderful people, if you want to know where you can find me, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and on YouTube. Follow me for all types of creative motivation. Follow me on Instagram with my creative take on motivation, combining it with fashion and creativity. See you on the other side.